Are you like chaff, you know, a skin of a seed, or are you more like tree? What do I mean by my question? When it comes to your security, you know, schools have opened, our children have gone back to schools, maybe you are working in school systems as a teacher, administrator, or as a volunteer, and you are not certain about what's going to happen. And when that happens, when you ask those tough questions, what's going to happen? Is everyone going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? Will my family be okay? When you ask these questions about security, do you feel yourself are more like chaff that the wind blows away? Or do you feel more like a tree whose roots are solidly planted in the ground? What about your health? What about your work? As you think about what's going to happen in the future, both near and distant future, do you feel you're more like chaff if the wind blows away? Or are you more like this solid oak tree whose roots are planted in the ground? What about your identity? How do you feel about yourself when people criticize you? How do you feel about your self-worth and your confidence in terms of your performance? Do you feel that when you're not performing as well, do you feel like chaff that's wind blows away? Or no matter what happens, no matter what people say about you, no matter how poorly you perform in your job, in your marriage, in terms of who you are in the core of your being, in your heart, are you more like a tree, solid, not moving, not being swayed by the wind? My prayer is that at the end of this message, everyone in this room, whether you are joining us online or Facebook Live or in other medium, everyone would feel, yes, and because of Christ, I feel like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Whether you are a seeker, you may not believe in the Bible, you may not even know if there is God. I believe God has ordained this moment for you. He wants you to be a fully, fully grown tree in Jesus Christ. Maybe you're a person who have been de-churched. You left the church for a long time, and because of the circumstances, you felt the need. You are looking for something, and you're reaching out. And somehow, God brought you here. I believe God has a huge and big plan for you, that you grow like this tree. Are you a Christian for a long time, maybe even? But you haven't experienced this confidence in Jesus Christ that you don't feel, you haven't felt for a long time, that you are deeply rooted in Christ and that you are deeply growing in Jesus Christ. Well, today, we're kicking off this new series, Rooted, Growing Deeply in Christ. And the topic today is Scripture, because in Scripture, we get to know Jesus, and I want to unpack it for you. Let's go to God's Word, God's Scripture, shall we? It comes to us from Psalm 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The theme and the goal of the message is this. Delight in Scripture because you get to know Jesus in Scripture. Delight in Scripture. Why? Because you get to know Jesus in Scripture. And let me unpack it in three ways. Number one, Delight in knowing Jesus through His grace. Delight in knowing Jesus through God's gift, His kindness, His grace, and His compassion, His grace. One of the key verses in Psalm 1 is this: the blessed person is one who delights in the law of the Lord. You know that word, delight? It occurs 39 times in the Bible. It's a very emotional word. It means take pleasure, take delight, something you really cherish. And then that's what the word is referring to. And delight in what? Delight in the law of the Lord, in the law of the Lord. Now, that word, that phrase, the law of the Lord, in Hebrew, it means Torah. And specifically, it refers to the first five books of the Bible. Now, generally, Torah, or the law of the Bible, the law of the Lord, rather, refers to, generally speaking, the whole Bible in its totality, in its teaching commands. Now, let me tell you about Mark Twain. Mark Twain, the great American writer, thinker. He once had a dream in which he found himself lying in bed, and upon his chest was the largest Bible one could imagine. And this big, colossal, huge Bible was pushing down on Mark Twain's chest, suffocating him and breaking his rib cages. Now, what's the dream about? It doesn't take a PhD in psychoanalysis to figure out what he was thinking and feeling, right? He knew the demands of the Bible. He knew what God commanded of him, and yet he was falling short of that expectation. And therefore, he was feeling guilty, and the weight and the burden of the Bible was crushing his soul. Can you relate to him? I certainly could before I became a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I know exactly what Mark Twain was experiencing. Now, so here is the disconnect. How does one take delight, take pleasure in the law of the Lord? The commands and the demands and the standard of the Bible, knowing that we all fall short. Well, here's where Jesus comes. And this is about take delight, delight in knowing Jesus through His grace, not through our performance. Let me read to you Matthew 5, verses 17 through 20. This is Jesus addressing the experts in the law, the Pharisees. Now, these are all the people referring to the religious leaders of his days, and then those who really, really took the Bible seriously. Okay? And here's what Jesus says about them. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law, that's the scripture, or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Jesus says, I have come to fulfill all the commands and all the demands and all the standards that the Bible is putting on you. That's right. God is a holy God. He's loving, and yet He's holy. God is a just God. Yes, He's loving and kind, but He's still just. And therefore, He demands, He says, be perfect as I am perfect. Okay? Now, that is our predicament. We want to be in God's presence, but we are not able to because we are not holy as He is. We don't keep the commands. In fact, we do the opposite. We break the commandments. We break the laws of the Bible, and we do not follow God's decrees and His statutes. We go the other way around, the other way. And that's why Jesus says, I have come, and I'm the only person who has ever, ever wholly obeyed all the commands of the Bible. And I'm the only person who fulfilled the demands of the law of the Bible. And therefore, what I have gained, I am giving it to you as grace, as gift. See, we get to know Jesus. We delight in Scripture because we get to know Jesus through His grace. Jesus loves you. Though He knows that you and I are sinners, He says, I accept you just the way you are. And I love you. And because I love you, and I will change you, and I will transform you. So delight in Scripture. Why? Because we get to know Jesus in His grace. Second point, delight in knowing Jesus personally. Delight in knowing Jesus personally. In the verse, it says, happy is the person, right? Blessed is the person. Now, that word, happy, blessed, it occurs 53 times in the Bible. And the best way for you to figure out what a Hebrew word means or what a word in the Bible means, the best way to interpret that is by studying how that word is used elsewhere. So let me introduce to you a few other Bible verses where the word blessed or happy are used. Psalm chapter 2, verse 12. Blessed are, or happy, happy are all who take refuge in the Lord. Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. We experience happiness and blessedness when we recognize that our sins are forgiven and covered. Psalm 40, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Psalm 84, blessed are those who dwell in your house. Psalm 84, blessed, happy are those whose strength is in you. Psalm 112, blessed, happy are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. And one more, Psalm 119, blessed are those whose ways are blameless. Happy are those whose ways are blameless. Why? Because they walk according to the law of the Lord. Happy, blessed. You see, we get to know not about Jesus in the Scripture, we get to know Jesus personally, personally. In John chapter 5, here's Jesus saying this is His very own words. Again, He's addressing the experts of the law in His day, people who took the Scripture very, very seriously, right? The religious leaders. And here's what He's saying to them. John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40 and 46. You study the Scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very Scriptures that testify about Me. Yet you refuse to come to Me and have life. Verse 46, if you believed Moses, you would believe Me, for he wrote about Me. Here is a warning, friends. You may know everything about the Scripture, and yet you may know nothing regarding Jesus. Because unless you come to Jesus in the Scripture, through the Scripture, there is no value about the Scripture to you, because Jesus says, Moses wrote about Me. The Torah, the law of the Lord, Moses wrote about Me. King David wrote about Me. All the prophets wrote about Me. The Bible is about Me, what I am, who I am, and what I have done for you. So you may know everything about the Scripture, but if you don't know Jesus personally, you have missed a point. So, delight in knowing Jesus personally. In Psalm 1, blessed, happy is the person who takes delight in the law of the Lord. He meditates day and night, right? Okay, in the law of the Lord. Now, that word, Lord, the psalmist, the person who wrote Psalm 1, did not use the word God. Instead, he wrote down L-O-R-D. Lord. In Hebrew, that is Yahweh or Jehovah. It's a unique self-revelation of God to His people. It's a covenantal language. Let me put it this way. God is the Creator God, but there is a really specific personal relationship that He has with His people and with his children. Not everyone gets to call Lord, Lord. Everyone may refer to God, the Creator, but you must have a personal covenantal relationship to refer to this God, the Creator, as the Lord, Yahweh or Jehovah. The one who takes delight in the law of the Lord, again, has entered into a personal covenantal relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth. And that's because Jesus has come. And through Christ, you and I are invited into the adoption into God's family. And now we get to address this great God, the Creator, the Holy One, as our Father in heaven. And that's why we delight in Scripture, because delight in knowing Jesus personally has been made possible for us. Happy is the person who knows Jesus personally. Over the years, I met a lot of people who said to me, I want to believe the Bible, and I think I do. But my problem is, it's not personal. I don't feel it. I don't experience it. It's just a bunch of words that were written many years ago, centuries ago, and nothing is personal about the Bible. Friends, here's what you need to do. Jesus is inviting you, saying, delight in knowing Jesus personally, and this is how you do it. When you come across, as you go into the Scripture, you've got to see yourself in the Scripture, in the story. For example, in John chapter 3, there's a story about a woman at the well. This woman was very thirsty and hungry for Jesus Christ. She didn't even know it. She had this void in her soul. So you know what she did? She went to relationship, men. She had 5 men in her life, actually 6. And she was trying to fill that void with men in her life. Jesus meets her at the well, and he says, I will give you water to drink, and you will never thirst again. And then and there, Jesus accepted this woman of really, really loose morality. And he just covers her, accepts her, and loves her, and transforms her. Friends, for me, I can relate to that woman. So I see myself in the story. And when you do that, that's how Jesus becomes personal to you in the Scripture. So delight in knowing Jesus personally. First, delight in knowing Jesus through his grace. And lastly, delight in knowing Jesus daily. Again, verse 2 in Psalm 1. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. You know that word, meditates, day and night? So someone, we get to know Jesus. We delight in knowing Jesus daily because we go to him day and night. And what do? When we go, we meditate in the law of the Lord. It takes a routine. It takes a rhythm. It takes a discipline. Why? Because Jesus is delightful. He is so satisfying. He is precious. And that is why we go to him in Scripture. So we go to him, Scripture, knowing Jesus in Scripture daily. Now, the word meditate, it's a very different idea than the Eastern concept of meditation. In the Eastern meditation, the idea, the aim is to empty your mind, empty your soul, empty yourself completely, and you become one with the empty universe. The biblical meditation is the opposite. You fill your mind, you stuff your heart, soul, and spirit with the truth of God's Scripture. You put in your mind the words of Jesus. You put in your heart the thoughts of Jesus. You fill your soul with feelings about Jesus. That's meditation. And how often do we do it? We do it day and night, daily. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let me read it to you. God humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Here's the context. In the desert, in the wilderness, people were hungry, so they cried out to God. And God sent manna. It's like bread from heaven, every day, each day. What was God's purpose for doing that? To teach the people, to teach you and you and me, that we should not live on bread alone every day, but from every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Friends, what Jesus is saying, just as you hunger for your physical food, hunger for your spiritual food. As you work so hard and as you look after your children and your family and yourself with physical nourishment, there's something even more important than that. And what is that? We need our spiritual bread every day. And what is that bread? It's Jesus Christ, the one who came down from heaven. He says, I am the bread from heaven, and I am the bread of God. I am the living word. We live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Because in God's word, we find satisfaction. We find security. We find identity. We become like this tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever we do prospers. Why? Because we depend. We depend desperately on the word of God daily. So let me offer you just three applications. Therefore, here's how we meditate on the law of the Lord daily. Number one, create a daily habit. A daily habit. You know, I brush my teeth at least twice a day. And before it became a habit, I had to, as a young child, make a habit out of it, right? My parents helped me. But once it became a habit, I do it every morning, do it every night. I don't even think about it, right? Neither do you. You go into the bathroom, you take the toothpaste and you apply it on your toothbrush, and there you go. It has become a habit. And that's what this is saying, Psalm 1. Meditate on God's law day and night. So create a daily habit. A friend of mine, he learns better audibly, more so than visually. So what he does is, as he commutes from his home to work, which is about 20, 30 minutes every day, one way, guess what he does? Instead of listening to the radio or news, he listens to the Bible on his phone, audibly. So that becomes his habit. And he is growing like a tree planted by the water. So create a habit that works for you. Don't be too ambitious. Just take 5 minutes in the morning or at night, whatever is the best time for you. Start a habit that is doable and a bite size and build on it. Second, create a weekly celebration. I'm talking about house church. Create a weekly celebration in which you gather together with other brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, other followers of Jesus Christ, and you learn from them, from what they have gleaned from the scripture. I got to tell you, when we have a house church and we go around, hey, what is your nugget from the scripture that we opened this tonight? I am just blown away how much I learn from their nuggets. So create a weekly celebration. And lastly, create a Sunday discipline. It is so important for you that you set aside a certain discipline. So on Sunday, make this discipline of gathering at Mosaic House Church online or Facebook Live with the body of Christ. And because you get to taste the Word of God in your mouth, and you get to know Jesus, how sweet He is, how satisfying He is. Friends, let's land the plane, shall we? God's purpose for you is to be rooted in Jesus Christ, in the Scripture. Because when you are rooted by His grace, because He fulfills the law for you and He invites you to meditate on His daily bread every day, then you become this tree deeply growing in Christ, rooted in the foundation of Jesus Christ. And that is the call of Jesus, that you and I become disciples who make disciples, who make disciples. How? By leading them to Jesus through the Scripture, by His grace, you see. Please pray with me. Father in heaven, our God and Lord, we thank You for Your grace. The Bible is not first and foremost what we have to do, but it's first and foremost who Christ is and what He has done. Christ is the living God, the Son of the Most High God, and He has fulfilled, He has obeyed every commandment and every requirement of the Bible, and therefore He gives the credit to us now. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus. So now it is no longer a burden. Bible, the Scripture, becomes a delight to our soul because we get to know Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now, create health. Create, plant this robust, tall, big, strong tree that is planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, because whatever we do prospers. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We come to You now. In Your name we pray. Amen.